This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. On his final day of campaigning before tomorrow's election, U.S. President Donald Trump declared that in his second term, quote, we will drain the Washington swamp and we will save the American dream, end of quote. Speaking in the battleground state of North Carolina, the president promised an economic recovery amid the coronavirus pandemic. He promised to mass distribute a COVID-19 vaccine within a few weeks. Health officials, including those in Trump's administration, predict most Americans are unlikely to be inoculated before early or mid-2021. Mr. Trump is holding 5 rallies in 4 states today. The Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, said today in Cleveland, Ohio, that, quote, the first step to beating the virus is beating Donald Trump, end of quote. With COVID-19 cases spiking in battleground states recently, the pandemic has overshadowed many other campaign issues. Battleground states are populous states where the majority of opinion, and thus the state's electoral college votes, could decide the final outcome of the election. The candidates have been focused on those states in the final days of their campaigns. Coronavirus has killed at least 231,000 people and infected more than 9.2 million in the United States. That's the most of any country in the world, according to Johns Hopkins University. Biden is spending Monday in 2 neighboring battleground states, Ohio and Pennsylvania. At a drive-in rally in Cleveland, Ohio on Monday, Mr. Biden said, quote, we're done with the chaos, the tweets, the anger. He added, the character of America is literally on the ballot. National polls show the former vice president with about an 8-point lead over Mr. Trump, but the race is significantly tighter in battleground states that will likely decide the victor. You're listening to VOA News. Several gunmen entered Kabul University Monday morning and opened fire, killing at least 19 people and wounding more than 20 others. Islamic State's local branch, IS Khorasan Province, claimed responsibility for the attack. That's according to the site Intel Group. Students and faculty rushed out of classes and tried to escape the campus, some climbing the barbed wire walls of the university to get to safety. A video uploaded to Twitter by an Afghan news channel shows students running as gunshots are heard in the background. Security forces cordoned off the area. Several armored security vehicles could be seen outside the university. A spokesman for the Ministry of the Interior said the security forces were combing the university grounds, but moving slowly to avoid civilian casualties. Eyewitnesses said they saw several gunmen open fire on students inside the campus. Rescue teams in Turkey pulled 2 girls out alive Monday from under the rubble of their collapsed apartment buildings 3 days after a strong earthquake centered in the Aegean Sea rocked Turkey and Greece. A 14-year-old girl was removed from the wreckage after being trapped for some 58 hours. 7 hours later, rescuers pulled out a 3-year-old girl whose mother and 2 sisters had been rescued 2 days earlier. The child spent 65 hours in the wreckage of her collapsed apartment. She became the 106th person rescued alive, according to the state-run Anadolu News Agency. At least 91 people have been killed and nearly 1,000 injured by the earthquake that toppled buildings in the Turkish city of Izmir and created sea surges on at least 2 Greek islands where 2 school children lost their lives. The U.S. Geological Survey rated the earthquake 7.0. Istanbul's Kandili Institute and Turkey's Emergency Management Agency gave 6.9 and 6.6 measures, respectively. The deadly earthquake originated from a 250-kilometer fault line off the coast of the Greek island of Samos. Hundreds of aftershocks followed. The most powerful typhoon of the year so far killed at least 20 people in the Philippines on Sunday, but spared many more because of preparedness and a weakening of the storm earlier than expected. Typhoon Goni made landfall as a super typhoon with sustained winds up to 225 kilometers per hour. The deaths were reported in the eastern provinces of Albay and Cantaduanes as trees fell, objects flew through the air, and mudflows swept one woman away. A boy and his father drowned. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and from Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.